Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:40 now, 20 till 10. Let's congratulate Maha Buchholz for winning tickets to the LSU-Arkansas game this Saturday. We will have tickets for you on Monday, since Thursday is Thanksgiving for, I presume, the LSU-Texas A&M game. Yes. You can listen from 6 a.m. till 10 on Monday for your last chance to win LSU tickets, although you will have a chance to win LSU-Arkansas tickets with Scoot this afternoon between 1 and 4. All right. There is something going on. I mentioned earlier it is the time of year where you like to do something for somebody and you want to help. And that's what's going to happen with the Kiwanis Dawn Busters. And Dave Massey's here to tell us the story and what's happening and what you could do and who it helps. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Tell me what's going on.
So Wednesday before Thanksgiving, that's next Wednesday, we are going to break our own world record for the world's largest turkey fry.
Now, you mean, let me just interrupt here for a second, Dave. You're talking about the number of birds, not the size of the bird, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Because when you say world's largest turkey fry, I'm thinking, well, you may have something the size of Lord knows what, you know? But you're talking about number of turkeys.
Yeah, I never thought of that. It would have been easier just to get a big turkey, right?
That would have been something to see, I'll tell you what.
No, we for the last few years,
if you got an ostrich,
900.
If you got an ostrich and didn't tell anybody.
There you go.
But anyway, go ahead. Seriously, tell me about the event.
So this year we are going to break our own record of 900 turkeys in one day. We are going to deep fry, Cajun injected, 1,000 turkeys in one day.
I don't think you can do that.
I think you should come see.
No,
we'll let you test it.
I think you might be misreading. Maybe 100 is what you're saying?
No, 1,000.
How are you going to manage to do that?
It's quite an operation. It takes a lot of people. We have 20 custom-made pots. We have three birds in each pot going at the same time. It looks like NASA out there where they're cooking. they have digital timers, digital thermometers, whiteboards tracking everything. It really is an amazing operation.
But there is no artificial intelligence involved here, right? It's actual people that are frying the birds?
Actual people, and okay. I'm not sure there's that much intelligence involved. We're just out there having fun.
Tell me who this benefits.
So the Dawn Busters Kiwanis are a group of over 200 men and women. We are a service club here in the New Orleans area. We do things in our community. Last year we did over 297 community projects. Every Monday we feed the homeless at Lantern Light down behind St. Joseph's Church. We buy plate up and serve between 200 and 250 meals every week. We do bingo for the elderly. We do all kinds of things. We sponsor 7 tea clubs, which are service clubs in the high schools, who without their help, we couldn't do the turkey fry. The high school kids do so much of the lifting and moving and all that. But my favorite thing is our rewards for reading program that we do in Jefferson Parish Elementary Schools. We've been doing it on the East Bank now for, I think this is our 14th year. Basically, the children read a book, and if they pass a test on it, they get a ticket that goes in a drawing. And we go twice a year, do a program. It's like 45 minutes to an hour long. We have mascots, music, and tons of prizes. we pull names, and if your name gets pulled, you win a prize. Twice a year at each school, we give away 4 bikes, 4 MP4 players, and tons of other prizes. We have so many corporate sponsors. R&L Carriers, New Orleans Bowl. If any children in elementary school in Jefferson Parish read 5 books and pass the test on it, they can get tickets for them and themselves, I mean, them and their family, to go to the New Orleans Bowl in December.
I would think, Dave, if I can jump in here for a second, and I know the superintendent of Jefferson Parish Schools is a big fan of this program. I would think it's especially challenging in today's electronic age to get a kid to sit down and actually read a book.
Well, it's actually pretty amazing, and the 20 schools that we've been doing it in have done so well. You know, once they learn to read, they can do better in everything. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Brumley, the new superintendent, asked us last year if we would help him put this in all the elementary schools. So this year, starting Monday after Thanksgiving, we start doing programs. We're going to have some of them may not have quite as much going on, but we're going to be in all 56 elementary schools in Jefferson Parish, which
wow.
is all the way to Grand Isle. It's crazy.
I would think, too, once you get them to read a book, I would think that would inspire people to read, the kids to read more and more and more, because they realize how nice to read and what kind of fun they're going to have reading. And if you don't read a lot, you don't understand that. But you get what I'm saying, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus, they want to win the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have liked to want a bike.
Yeah.
Or an MP4 player, or, we are rewarding them for doing something good. And, it becomes almost competitive reading. It's amazing. Some of these kids have read probably more books by the time they're out of elementary school than I've read my whole life.
Wow.
We have some of our schools, they measure the words. We have million word reader children. That's a lot of words. It's definitely making a difference. You can see the school grades coming up in all the schools. We've already noticed since we started expanding a program last year, Dr. Brumley has seen the grades coming up.
I want to get back to the actual event itself, because a lot of people, myself included, struggle with, do you get a fresh bird? How long can you keep in the refrigerator? If you get a frozen one, how do you thaw it, et cetera, et cetera? This has got to be a Herculean task of getting these 1,000 turkeys ready to fry, huh?
It is, and we're very fortunate. One of our members, we have so many amazing members and a lot of corporate members. Boar's Head Meat, who are members of the club, they graciously let us put 1,000 turkeys in their refrigerated warehouse, which, like, takes over the warehouse. They have to work around it. They do it every year, and not only do we store it in there, but for it to all defrost, we have to break them down and let it, you know, it, like the ones in the middle, if you don't break them down, the ones in the middle don't get defrosted. So,
wait, what do you mean break them down? You got one big glob of 1,000 frozen turkeys? Is that what you're talking about?
No, so imagine like 14 pallets of birds.
Yeah.
You know, 4 foot by 4 foot stacked, like 6 foot tall. If you don't unstack that, like break it down into smaller sizes, the birds in the middle would stay frozen, even though the ones on the outside. So they actually break them down into smaller pallets, which takes up more room, but now all the birds are able to defrost.
So
yeah, it's a huge problem if it's not defrosted.
So you fry this on, yeah, because you don't want to fry a frozen turkey. That can cause all kind of problems. So you fry them on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. When do you start? Because you got to unwrap them, right? They got this plastic wrap on them. I imagine at some point you got to take the entrails out because they all come with gizzards and everything. That in and of itself seems like a major thing, but then that's not enough. You inject them and then you fry them.
Right. So we actually start Monday night. We will prep about 250 birds. We do everything but inject them. Then we wrap them up in a plastic, you know, airtight bag, seal it up, put them back in the refrigerator. Then Tuesday morning at 2 a.m., they fire up the burners on the pots, and it takes, you know, like about a half an hour for them to get up the temperature. While the pots are getting hot, we start injecting all those birds that we clean Monday. So it gives us a little head start. And then it's full on, you know, we have a staff that's there from 2 o'clock in the morning all day long. And once we get the birds that were pre-cleaned, injected, then we, you know, start cleaning and injecting. And we have pickups starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and
8 a.m. which day, Dave?
Wednesday before.
Okay.
And basically every hour we have 100 birds going out. So people pick their selected pickup time, so we don't have 1,000 people show up at once.
Right.
First off, we don't have the birds ready. You know, because we start at 2 a.m., we have enough that the birds are ready. But not, you know, once they're cooked, you have to let them cool off. Like we have racks that we hang them on, and then once they get cooled to a certain temperature, then we can bring them in, put them in the boxes. It's all very complicated, but we've been doing it a long time, and everybody knows what they're supposed to do. Very labor intensive. We could not do it without all of our volunteers.
Can people call, Dave, before we run out of time, can people call and reserve a turkey?
They can order online. So our website is dawnbusters.org. We meet at 7 o'clock in the morning on Wednesdays. That's where the name came from.
Okay.
I'm trying to get them to change it to Brunch Busters, but they won't do it. But dawnbusters, dawnbusters.org. And they can place the orders online. They can choose their pickup time. Now I think all the morning pickup times are filled. Like once we fill a slot, it just comes off of the order form. But we still have birds available. They are going quick. Last year with 900, we sold out, and we expect to sell out again this year. So go to dawnbusters.org now and put your orders in. And if there's questions, there's a phone number on the form that you can give a call, and we'll help you out.
Outstanding. It's going to be something to see. I'm going to tell you what, 1,000 turkeys fried in one day. All of the money goes to a good cause. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. And we invite you to come down and have some turkey. You know, be quality control.
There you go, Dave. There might be some drinking involved, too. Dave Massey with the Kiwanis Dawnbusters. I shouldn't have said that about the drinking, because I don't know if there's any drinking or not. But if I go, there's going to be some drinking. And I just wonder if the birds surrender themselves because it's such a good cause. Or we'll be back. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.